So we'll begin our evening practice with some words of encouragement from Laura Wallace. Laura is one of our senior Dharma teachers and has been around the block with Boundless Way. In fact, she was there near the beginning of the block and has played many roles, from president of the Leadership Council to Tanto to great gifts of sewing cases for teachers and other beautiful things that we wear, and also at times is willing to sit on the brick walkway and pull the weeds that grow between the bricks as well. So thank you, Laura. Great to have you here.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here with all of you, and if at any time you can't hear me, just wave your hand and I'll do my best to speak up. The ceremony that that we had last night was for me extraordinarily touching and moving. And there were several phrases in the service that caught my attention, that I have found them echoing and reverberating for me today, that have been very helpful for me in my practice, and I thought I would share those. One of the phrases that caught my attention was, to play freely in the field of awakening. That's the part of the phrase that, or part of the sentence that caught my attention. To play freely in the field of awakening. And what's been coming up for me around that is curiosity and wondering about what that might look like and what that might feel like. The word play is what intrigued me greatly and caught my attention from the beginning. Play is such an inviting word for me. So much better than work. Play is so much more fun. And as I thought about play, memories of playing with my brother, who's a couple years older than I am, when we were kids, where we lived, there weren't a lot of other kids around, so he and I were best friends and playmates. And I was thinking about that, the way that play unfolds, at least for me, it's a very free-flowing thing. One minute doing this, the next minute, hey, let's do that, or on and on and on. This very free-flowing and very fluid activity. And this playing in the field of awakening, when I thought of those words, free-flowing and fluid, it felt like such a great place to be. And the place I can get trapped is in believing that this playing in this field of awakening is only for the good stuff. It's only when it's free-flowing and fluid and it feels so good. And today what's been coming up for me is seeing over and over again that this playing in the field of awakening is the same. This play can be about being angry. It can be feeling pain. I've been playing in the field of awakening today a lot with a very bad headache. And if I get caught on that word play, then I start to tell myself a story about it, how it would be better if I didn't have the headache. It really seemed to be interfering with my day. And I can go on and on layering the story. But when I was able to remind myself that headache is included too, that nothing is excluded, whatever it is that was coming up in the moment, that's it too. That feeling of play came back, of being able to move just a little more freely, a little more fluidly, and letting things be as they are instead of how I wish they would be. Another phrase that caught my attention that points me in the same direction is the phrase, unconditionally accepting what each moment has to offer. This was as the precepts were being given and received last night. Unconditionally accepting what each moment has to offer. And as that phrase reverberated for me today, I kept playing with substituting the word receiving for accepting. And that opening to whatever's here right now. And that word unconditional, such a tall order. For me, it implies no judgment, neither good nor bad, happy, sad, angry, calm, peaceful, whatever label you want to pick, not one of those. And one of those. The reminder again for me that it's all included. I can get caught so easily into thinking that there is a way, and it's over here, and it's not what I'm doing. And if only I could do this way that's over there, then all really would be well. So what is this play when I can't unconditionally accept what the moment is offering me? When I'm railing against it, when I don't want it to be this way, when I'm unhappy with what's arising in this moment, when I'm heartbroken about what's arising in this moment, what then? What is this play then? Where is it? What is it? What does it feel like? This is what it feels like right now. This is playing in the field of awakening right now. With whatever is here. The tears are here right now. And this is it. And that's not all it is. It's also laughing and dancing and anything else you can think of. I love Hakuin's line, singing and dancing are the voice of the law. I'm not even sure what that means, but I just love that singing and dancing is included. Sounds great to me to know that that's it too. Sometimes it's easy for me to get stuck in the stuff I don't want. And that line is a wonderful reminder to notice the good stuff too. And speaking of reminders, one of the lines from the service last night was about these reminders. They were talking about shaving the head and putting on new clothes. And this is the part that caught my attention. These symbols are to remind you about letting go of grasping. I loved it last night when Melissa said, we are all becoming priests. We all got ordained last night, whether we knew it or not, whether we wanted to or not. The reason I like it is because those symbols that were offered up to Mike and to Bob are available for me too, available for all of us. Whether I shave my head or put on new clothes, the symbols are there for me. As reminders, it's not just something that I do once and get it down and then just go on from there. It doesn't work like that for me. Other people I've checked in with tell me it doesn't work like that for them either. What a relief, since I don't seem to be able to do it that way. Glad to know I'm in good company. So my encouragement tonight for all of us is that we all get a piece of the work. We all get a piece of the world's work. We don't know what it's going to be moment to moment. We don't know how it fits in. Or we may not know, or we may think we know, or we may in fact know. It's all important. It takes all of us. And my encouragement is, just like in one of the chants we did today, bind grasses to build a hut, and don't give up.